Rule 1. Stand up straight with your shoulders back. Being human means experiencing suffering and setbacks. How we react to these challenges defines us. The world can be tough and harsh, marked by betrayal and cruelty. Yet, within each of us lies the strength to confront these hardships and rise above them. In nature, there's a natural order where physical appearance plays a crucial role. It reflects status and confidence. When you neglect your physical well-being, both your body and mind react. When you feel defeated or insecure, your posture slumps. This sets off a cycle where you feel worse, make bad decisions, act emotionally, and fail to perform at your best. Personal empowerment. Accept who you are to change how your body responds. Take steps to create a fulfilling reality by prioritizing your health. Get enough sleep and eat well. Stand tall, maintain eye contact, and confidently express your thoughts. Remember, circumstances and you are both capable of change. Promote positivity to propel yourself forward. Rule 2. Treat yourself like someone you are responsible for helping. Treat yourself with the same care, help, and kindness you would give someone you cherish. This means consistently behaving in ways that show respect for your well-being. Understand your importance to others and your role in the world. Take care of yourself. It's your duty, as no one else will. Keep the promises you make to yourself. Instead of blaming others for your problems, take responsibility and strive to improve. Rule 3. Make friends with people who want the best for you. Don't waste time offering help to those unwilling to change. Only assist those genuinely seeking improvement. Telling someone they're not reaching their full potential is a compliment. Surround yourself with supportive people to achieve your best. Avoid rescuing those stuck in a victim mindset. Some may need time to realize they need to change. Rule 4. Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. Good ambitions focus on building who you are and what you can do, rather than chasing after status and power. You can lose status, but your character stays with you always, helping you overcome challenges. Envy is unhelpful and can lead to stress and lower self-confidence. Instead of dwelling on envy, tracking your progress and celebrating achievements can boost your motivation to continue improving. Memory serves as a guide from the past to the future. If you recall something negative and understand why it happened, you can take steps to prevent it from recurring. Memory's purpose isn't just to remember what happened before, it's to avoid repeating the same mistakes. Accept control and improvement. Focus on what you can change rather than worrying about others' success. When something bothers you or makes you feel jealous or insecure, ask yourself why. Notice qualities in others that bother you, then use that to motivate yourself to improve. Always aim to learn from your mistakes. Rule 5. Do not let your children do anything that makes you dislike them. Many modern parents fear their children won't like or love them if they ever criticize them. They prioritize their children's friendship over earning their respect. This is problematic because while a child can have many friends, they only have two parents. Parents are more significant than friends. Parents play a crucial role in guiding their children's behavior and setting clear rules. Friends have little authority in correcting behaviors compared to parents. Teaching children to socialize, cooperate, and follow rules is vital for their social development and respect for elders. It helps them avoid social exclusion and missed opportunities. While it's important not to be overly harsh, parents should be prepared for their children's temporary anger when enforcing rules and consequences. Rule 6. Set your house in perfect order before you criticize the world. Disrespecting others' opinions, even if they seem foolish or unclear, isn't just incorrect. In a world where nothing is definitively right or wrong, it's worse. It reveals a lack of sophistication or, worse, potential danger. We're all evolving humans. Concentrate on improving your life. First, organize your own life before trying to change the world. Be humble. If you can't bring peace at home, how can you lead a city? Cultivate self-awareness and seek wisdom. Avoid harshly judging others or acting arrogantly. Identify and correct your destructive habits before criticizing others. Seek guidance from your ancestors, culture, and admired figures when uncertain about right and wrong. Organize what you can control. Fix disorder, Improve what's already good. Rule 7. Pursue what is meaningful, not what is expedient. Successful people achieve their goals by waiting for rewards and making deals with the future. Opting for immediate satisfaction may seem appealing, but it's not a smart path to long-term happiness. You must discipline yourself rigorously. Keep the promises you make to yourself and reward yourself, building trust and motivation. Decide how to treat yourself to promote becoming and remaining a good person. Understand that hard work and sacrifice are essential for becoming a well-rounded and wise individual. Be ready to give up immediate pleasures for deeper, more meaningful life outcomes. Aim for a balance between order and chaos as a pathway to finding true significance. Rule 8. Tell the truth, or, at least, don't lie. Every bit of learning challenges what we already know. New information breaks down old ideas before they can become better. Even during tough times or confusion, always speak honestly. Being truthful shows vulnerability and realness, which helps create trust. Though it might feel uncomfortable, remember that telling the truth is crucial for both yourself and others. Regularly assess if your actions align with your core values and life goals. Stay honest with yourself and others, and be open to facing the truth, especially when your actions fall short of your standards. Rule 9. Assume that the person you are listening to might know something you don't. Ideas stand in for real knowledge, and those who strongly follow them can be dangerous when they gain control, because a simple-minded, know-it-all attitude can't handle life's complexity. To grow, pay close attention in every conversation, stay curious, and ask smart questions that deepen your understanding. To keep learning effectively, it's important to remain humble and open-minded. Active listening plays a crucial role here, demonstrating respect and enhancing communication skills. Additionally, allowing yourself to think out loud and reflect on your thoughts without judgment helps make sense of your experiences and the world around you. Rule 10. Be precise in your speech. Mindless wandering won't propel you forward. Instead, it breeds disappointment, frustration, anxiety, unhappiness, and difficulty in relating to others. Knowing exactly what you want helps you recognize when things aren't working. Being precise lets you see when you're off track and identify problems quickly. This clarity enables you to take action and make improvements. What you aim for determines what you perceive. Focus on specific, achievable goals and clearly define what success and failure mean to you. Ensure your objectives are understandable to others for effective evaluation and collaboration. Specify your ideal life clearly and set high standards. When goals are vague, boundaries blur, and priorities fade. Being specific ensures accountability, keeping you and others on track. Accept setbacks to learn and grow, preventing perpetual disappointment. Rule 11. Do not bother children when they are skateboarding. If we could eliminate all threats and dangers permanently, we would only face a new danger, humans becoming forever childish and utterly useless. How could mankind ever fulfill its true potential without challenges and risks? Some people take more risks than others, but we all crave first-hand learning experiences, even if they're challenging. To improve our lives, we must be willing to tackle difficult tasks and learn from failure instead of always staying in our comfort zone. Avoiding risks and encouraging our children to do the same can make life feel dull and restricted, often leading to resentment. This is especially true for very agreeable people who struggle to assert themselves or take bold actions. Rather than shielding kids, encourage them to be brave, tackle challenges, speak honestly, and learn from every experience. Avoiding a child's need to take risks isn't love or understanding, it's parental fear. Rule 12. Pet a cat when you encounter one on the street. Maybe you're placing too much importance on what you lack and not enough on what you already possess. Most people can recover from pain and setbacks if they hold on to hope for the future and cherish their time on Earth. Happiness often lies in the journey itself, not just in achieving goals. Having hope is crucial, no matter how tough things may seem. Focus on today's opportunities and what you can control. Find good things daily, let go of what you can't control, and get comfortable with uncertainty. Practice gratitude, even in tough times, by appreciating what you have and seizing chances, big or small. Key points. 1. Face challenges with resilience. Your reaction defines you. 2. Prioritize physical well-being for confidence and success. 3. Surround yourself with supportive, growth-oriented people. 4. Focus on personal growth rather than comparing to others. 5. Guide children with respect and clear boundaries for healthy development. 6. Begin improving the world by organizing your own life. 7. Pursue meaningful goals with discipline and honesty.